Open windows June the 13th. Self-occupation or Christ occupation. I correct and discipline everyone I love. Take this seriously and change the way you think and act. Revelation 3:19. There is the big question which is always confronting us as to why is it that some leap into the light and go on, and others do not, but always lag behind and never seem to see any more. Is it that there is a selectiveness on the part of God, a kind of elect of the elect that he has? Is it that he has favourites? I do not think so. I think a great part of the answer lies here, namely, in what God finds he has to deal with, whether people mean business with him or not, whether he has a clear way or not, whether the ground is occupied or not already by that which is an obstruction to him. I do not think anybody will fail to get all the light the Lord wants them to have if they really do mean business with God. The Holy Spirit knows us. He looks right deep down into our hearts and knows whether we mean business. He sees exactly what there is to hinder him and how far he can go, for the Lord is not going to coerce anyone. If we are taken up with ourselves, occupied with ourselves, circling around ourselves, centering on ourselves, then the Holy Spirit has not a chance. We have to come to an end of ourselves. That is the trouble with so many. They have got a self-complex set up, and all the time it is a continuous going round in a circle and coming back to the same point at which they started. It is all round themselves, and they are wearing themselves out. Before long they are going to have an awful crash that involves all that for which they are supposed to stand and represent for the Lord, and it will come down with them. The Holy Spirit has not a clear way. We have to get out of the way, so far as this self-occupation is concerned, if we are going to move straight on and to go on. He knows exactly where we are, whether we are so tied up with things that we are not open to the Lord to consider any further light at all. You know what I mean. The Holy Spirit cannot do much with folk who are in a position like that, and he knows. His attitude is, it is no use, I cannot do much there, they are too tied up. But if we are prepared to put everything into the water, then the Lord can go on and get a clear way.